listener production.
Hi, I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. Possible thunderstorm for our region, temperatures reaching 20 in Coffs and 26 in Port. Making news today, Monday, November 28, relief for our dairy farmers and the Australian Rally Championship delivers an action-packed weekend. With our dairy industry still reeling from back-to-back natural disasters here in New South Wales, a new jointly funded industry rescue package has been well received. The state and federal governments have kicked in a total of $7.9 million to not only help the industry recover, but build resilience into the future. New South Wales Farmers Dairy Chair Colin Thompson says while much of the focus has been on the Central West lately, Mid-North Coast farmers will benefit too.
And we certainly haven't forgotten those areas. In fact, it was because of what happened in those areas that this project was first mooted and along come the Central West flood. So it's just going to broaden the whole project out now.
Excitement is building in Woolgoolga with the community's new $23 million sports complex less than a week away from its official opening. The Woolgoolga Sports Complex has been years in the making, as well as providing two indoor courts and surrounding playing fields. There's also a stage, multi-purpose rooms, amenities and a cafe.
It's primarily a sports facility with community use being a second priority, but it's a very close second. We've put a lot of work into making sure the building is as versatile as possible.
Dan Heather from Council there, the facility will officially open this Saturday. The Mid-North Coast's mystery millionaire is yet to come forward, but we have a better idea where they're from. Turns out last Thursday's $50 million Powerball winner bought their ticket from a news agency down in Foster. Their entry was registered, but lottery officials haven't had any luck getting in touch with them. It's officially been a year since Coffs Harbour was declared the state's first eco destination. General Manager Natalia Cowley says it's already resulted in more tourists heading our way and expects this summer to be no different.
The trend so far suggests travellers nowadays are much more picky and they impart the environmental consciousness not only to themselves but their families and their kids. They do look for locations that are actually making a point of looking after the environment.
And pedestrians and cyclists will soon find it easier to get around in Port Macquarie, especially around schools. Three new pathway projects have been granted funding through Get Active New South Wales. They include footpaths around Port Macquarie High and public schools and Tacking Point Public School, which will share around $380,000 in funding. Having a look at sport now, the Coffs Coast Rally is done and dusted with a few thrills and spills. A 32-year-old man had to be flown to hospital in Newcastle after being hit by a rally car at Bucca on Saturday, while duo Luke Anir and Alan Stevenson were lucky to walk away uninjured from a major rollover. Lewis Bates and Anthony McLaughlin won yesterday's final stage to clinch the Australian Rally Championship. And now you're up to date with what's happening on the Mid-North Coast. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.